This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, we're going to skip the... We're going to skip the open here. We're having Jamie on today for seriousness, moving her up today because what is going on with L.A.? The federal involvement started with immigration, with ICE, escalated dramatically, and then the debate becomes, was it going to escalate dramatically no matter what? Did it escalate because the president of the United States, for the first time in 60 years, bypassed the governor, in this case Gavin Newsom, and called for the National Guard. Called for, 2,000 members of the National Guard, a number of Marines to be on standby. The Marines have not been brought in. A small percentage of the National Guard has come in. And absolutely there has been peaceful, appropriate protesting, and there's been violent, there's been looting. There's been arrest, and then you have the serious back and forth between Tom Homan, the drug czar, Donald Trump, and Gavin Newsom. When yesterday Gavin Newsom is daring them to arrest him after Tom Homan said, listen, if I need to arrest the governor, if I need to arrest the mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, I'll do it. And so we played the soundbite earlier where Gavin's like, tough guy. Go ahead, tough guy. Get it out of the way. And then Donald Trump today said, I hope Tom Homan does it. So this is rather unprecedented. What's taking place? Our friend Jamie Yuccas is based in L.A., reports from L.A. First of all, stay safe. I said that to you in a text last night. I mean it. What is the status of the area of the protesting as we speak now?
Well, first of all, I very much appreciate you telling me to stay safe. I do want to clarify something because it's a topic of conversation that came up in the newsroom today. Los Angeles is a huge county,
yeah,
right? We're 10
right.
million people, 4,000, that's, I think, you know, square feet of whatever, I don't know. But we're a huge county. We've got a lot of people. This is primarily in two spots of town. So if you're not in the downtown area or in an area about 20 minutes from downtown called Paramount, your life went on as normal this weekend. So I just want to I
think that's a really good point, too, because some of the folks who are on Team Trump, let's be honest, are saying all of L.A. is burning. And that's why the guard needed to come in.
No. And I think that's why we were talking about it within the newsroom is, you know, type of rhetoric is so damaging to our tourism department. We went through these fires just in January where people still think, you know, that everything is shut down or it's not, you know, you're not able to visit the area. We're huge geographically. This has really been primarily, I would say, too, Friday we saw in Paramount at a Home Depot. There was a couple conflicts that happened, but this has primarily been toward the downtown area. Even when you saw that 101 freeway shut down, that was in the downtown area. So I say, like, I live on the west side. It was business as usual. I went to a Crohn's and colitis walk yesterday in Santa Monica. Everybody was, you know, business as usual. The pier was functioning for, you know, a Sunday with music and people, you know, having a good time. I think, you know, there's just so much fear within the community. And I think that's primarily what is permeating all over, is that the immigrant communities are the ones really taking the impact and feeling this. You know, just today, the LA superintendent for LA schools got on and said, you know, there's graduations today and tomorrow. And he's hearing from a lot of families where the parents are just not going to attend their child's graduation for fear that they will be arrested at their graduation. You know, and he was trying to make sure people understood that they would protect people as best they could, that they had police coming out, that we're going to be barricading, you know, doing a perimeter around some of these graduations so that there wouldn't be a need for federal agents. But that's really kind of, I would say there's more of those types of conversations happening, of just how are we going to function as a city, and, you know, the impacts on families and the kids and all those types of things. You know, and Los Angeles has changed a lot. I mean, it used to be primarily a blue area, but you have like Riverside County and Ontario County, large immigrant populations. Orange County has a lot of Asian immigrants, and there are a lot. Those are red areas of, you know, Southern California. So it's a lot of conversation on both sides, but I do want people, you know, if you've got a trip planned to Los Angeles, like, keep your trip. We'd love to see you. Yep. Dodgers game, you know, come on out to the beach. There was no impact. Now, I think the fear is that could potentially change.
Yeah, and that's what we don't know.
Continue.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So let's talk about the last time the national and international eyes were on the L.A. area, the fires, okay?
Yes.
And it was horrifying to watch. And Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., was on a tourism trip. And there was a fair amount of criticism that she did not respond sooner, that she shouldn't even have made the trip, that it took her a while to get back. And there was a fair amount of criticism towards Gavin Newsom. You don't have to agree with the criticism, but as you know, as an L.A. resident, and you know, as someone who's lived there for a while now, there was a split on those two. Some are like, no, it's unfair. This was, you know, these winds were so powerful, it wouldn't have mattered who the mayor was and who the governor was. And the others saying, give me a break. They should have been ahead of this. So the fact that those two received so much scrutiny just months ago, do you think that's playing a part in some of the criticism they're receiving from some folks who might even consider themselves left to center, but are saying, you know what I care about most? Competency. And I'm doubting these two.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear, you know, like your questions and things as somebody who doesn't live here, like living here.
Right.
What's interesting is, you know, Mayor Bass, like the Paramount raids and things that happened, and some of the other smaller raids that happened, that is in Los Angeles County. She does not oversee that. So when they were talking Friday initially about all this, she's not in charge. It is outside of Los Angeles. It's 20 minutes from downtown. But that's what's also unusual about L.A. is that you have, like, I technically live in the city of Los Angeles in the one pocket here on the west side. But, like, the rest of my community is Culver City. You know, and then there's another pocket of downtown that is L.A. that Mayor Bass is, you know, my mayor. But there's just down the road, there's a different mayor, you know. So I think that's also, yes, they are receiving criticism. It's been interesting to see now. I feel like now it's Gavin Newsom versus President Trump.
Yep,
and the war of social media and you know, who's now saying what and combating whatever else. But, you know, in some ways, to act like this is Mayor Bass's fault, a part of it isn't even under her jurisdiction. But yes, I think there's still criticism just of leadership in general here in Los Angeles, because we're still dealing with the impacts of the fires.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's not like it's, you know, so you've got that going on. You've got this situation now unfolding. And so it's very complicated. It's not a one size, one criticism fits all kind of situation. I think that's why you're seeing other local leaders like the police chief and, you know, the superintendent I just talked about, you know, other leaders coming out to say, you know, this is what we're doing. Here's who we're coordinating with. This is what's happening. And I think you will see some newer faces maybe emerge within leadership here in LA.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Jamie Yuccas, our friend. You normally hear Tuesdays, either 2:35, 1:35. We moved her up a day because of what has taken place in L.A., the last 3 or 4 days with the federal government and immigration, the protests, some peaceful, some violent L.A., the president then stepping in. And for the first time, any president has superseded a governor in sending in the National Guard in 60-some years. The president, who spoke briefly on the lawn, may be speaking again later. We may try to listen in on that. Now, I'm glad you brought up the police chief, because it seems like he has grown, for the obvious reasons, more wary and more concerned day by day. Because I saw his comments last night where he flat out admitted, we're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so then this debate becomes that I talked about in the open. Like, would they have been overwhelmed just by the violent side of the protesters without the National Guard? Or as Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, and some other Democratic-leaning political officials have said, the reason why we're overwhelmed is the National Guard created a situation where more protesters arrived. It's an unanswerable question, but just how do you think that is playing out?
Well, I want to, you know, I mean, I think there's a good parallel talking to you in Minneapolis with what happened
for sure
during George Floyd, right?
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, one thing we talked about as a newsroom today, too, is like we don't want to focus all of our attention on the 1% of protesters who did terrible things, you know, just like in Minneapolis, burning down a police precinct, looting Target, you know, doing those types of things, damage to property. It is a very small percentage of people who went about. I think protests were mainly peaceful in both Paramount and downtown for the most part until the National Guard came in. And I think then you do kind of turn it up and people came out. And, you know, as Mayor Bass even said, I think what ends up happening is you have the peaceful protesters start going home when it gets dark and you have some of these bad actors stick around and really do some tremendous damage. And, you know, I think that did overwhelm the police department, but I don't have an answer.
Yep.
The timing of it and watching the timeline, because on Friday I was anchoring our 11 a.m. show, which is an hour long.
Okay.
30 minutes is live on air, 30 minutes is live on our streaming channel.
Sure.
And within that hour, the Paramount situation started unfolding. Now, were there a couple people screaming and, you know, getting very upset? Like, absolutely. But were people, like, immediately going to break things? And, you know, I mean, the police were called, and things kind of got tamed down a little. I mean, there was protesting and things that continued then, you know, through Friday. But then by Saturday with the National Guard here, it really, you know, it did really ratchet up. Now, would it have, even if the National Guard didn't come? Maybe. I don't know. Or is that part of what happened? The timing of it is, you know, it is when mm-hmm. they came, but yep. I, you know, the cause and effect is not, you know, up for me to say at yep. this point in time.
Yeah, and if people are honest, we don't know. You know,
no.
People are just giving the answers because where they align politically. And I'll just add again, because I was critical of Governor Walz and I have not backed away. In this town, I have no doubt, my opinion, okay, no doubt that Governor Walz was multiple days late with the National Guard here when MPD was begging for more help. That's not me saying MPD was perfect. I was the day before it happened when we had Jeremiah Ellison on this show, and Jeremiah Ellison was saying, we're going to take the police away from the precinct and that will diminish the protesters. And I was like, really? And Carter came in right away and said, we're going to try a social experiment right now. And Adam was 100% right. So that never should have happened. In this case, I think it's clear. In L.A., it's much more uncertain. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for coming on. Stay safe again, and we'll talk soon.
No worries. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jamie Yuccas right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.